Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to be back with you in worship today. And this is a day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. And we are glad that you are here today. We want to also welcome those that may be listening online. And this is sometimes is called Shepherd Sunday. Because of the two readings, we're doing the one reading from the 23rd Psalm. The other is John chapter 10, which is the gospel reading where Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. But we'll be looking at that later on this morning. But as we worship today, let us stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together for our call to worship this morning. God, our shepherd, offers us abundant life.
God, you are with us.
God, our shepherd, leads us by still waters.
God, restore our lives.
God, our shepherd, is with us in every dark valley.
God, we will not be afraid.
God, our shepherd, we praise you for your goodness. Well, let's join together there. You can turn your hymn book to 542, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. We're singing all three verses this morning.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Tender care in thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our needs thy fold prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us thine, we are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us thine, we are. We are thine, who have been given us. Be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us. Seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. God of love, we worship you with glad hearts, praising you and praying with the breath of your Spirit in us. Renew our strength and courage to face whatever each day holds, so our lives will bring you honor. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. You can turn to 639. It is no secret what God can do, and we're going to be doing the two verses there this morning. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for. Going to invite our kids to come down this morning, if they would.
Come on. How's everybody doing this morning? All right. So I have a question for you. How many of you have a doggy at home?
I have a puppy named Axel.
Oh, puppy named Axel. Yeah. So there's hold your hand up again if you have a doggy. So that's a lot of you, isn't it? Now, we have a cat at our house.
I have Milo.
You have Milo? Is that your cat?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You got a dog too? Yes. Okay, so now I have another question for you. When you go outside, does your dog follow you around?
Yes, my dog.
Does your dog ever chase you when you run?
Yes.
Oh, they don't. Well, that's.
He spoils me when he runs and he scratches me when I'm on the ground.
Oh, I know. They get so excited sometimes. They scratch you. They don't always mean it, but they get so excited. They're chasing you. Now, I had a dog when I was growing up, and she, oh my gosh, we had so much fun. We would run and play. When we had lots of snow, I would dig tunnels, and she would get in the tunnel with me, and she would chase me. And my brother had a dog, and when I would go up there on the farm and run around, their dog would chase me, and I would fall on the ground, and she'd jump on me, and we'd have all kinds of fun. Sometimes sometimes, though, it can seem a little scary. Sometimes when the dog chases us. Have you ever walked by somebody's house and it seems like and it scares you almost. And then some big old dog comes out in your life and it looks like it's angry as a you know, and you're like, that's not like my dog at home. Well, guess what? In our psalm, in the book of the Bible, Psalm 23, the very last verse, we know the first part of it. The Lord is my shepherd. But a lot of people forget about the very last verse or sentence in that psalm. Surely, God's goodness and unfailing love will chase us down every day of our lives. Now I see that look she's putting on her face. But wouldn't you want goodness and God's unfailing love to kind of chase after us just like that doggy does?
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't always think about that. So the next time you get a little scared, look back and say, God's goodness, God's love is with me. And remember that God's love and goodness is always there with us, walking with us every day. And so that is our hope today from Psalm. And that's because God is our shepherd. Okay? All right. You guys can go on downstairs this morning.
Can we play?
I don't know. I don't know if you can play. I think you have to do a little lesson first.
She asked me earlier downstairs if she could play. We are going to go to our joys. Oh, yes, we can release the teenagers. Sorry, those that are here today. We're going to go to our time of prayer. What we're going to do here is we're going to take our joys and concerns. And then we are going to... We're going to take a little time, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to anoint every one of these. I have our anointing oil up here, and I might invite some of you that want to come up during prayer time. You can come up. I may set these down on the altar area there and kind of spread them out, and if a few of you want to come up and lay your hands on them, as we pray over them, we'll probably pray over them at the beginning of the prayer and ask God's blessing and presence to go with each one of them as they make it in those boxes to go out to those young men and women that are serving our country. And I might hold on to that. She may want that, Jean may want that after a while. So as we go to our joys and concerns, we're going to give you first a chance to share those this morning. Somebody this morning. Yeah. Okay. Someone else this morning. Yes.
I got several from the prayer team. Jean Cabot last night was not doing well. I don't know what happened. Hunter Barnes is going to have testing. Priscilla is in a mess. And she really needs some prayers. I have them unspoken. And then they put on the prayer chain this morning about a boy named Lucas that was missing in Dayton.
Okay, that one I don't know anything about. So, about Lucas. Jean, her oxygen has been dropping, and it's because she doesn't always like to have her oxygen on. You know, I can understand that a little bit, but boy, when it drops in the 70s, that's scary. Because it's always supposed to be, ideally, 95 and above. 90 and above is good, but ideally they want it 95 and above. So we want to remember that. Priscilla, specifically, her blood pressure kind of went off the wall, and we want to be praying and about for her, and also that she is, I'm assuming she's on medication, so hopefully she's remembering to take that. And yes, thank you for mentioning Hunter, because His mom, Ellen, has been in contact with Jody about all of that. It's slipping my mind, all the details. I know he was going through some testing because they weren't sure what was going on, and I haven't heard any more, and Jody hasn't said anything in the past week, so I don't know anymore, but thank you for mentioning him this morning. So. Yeah. So, okay. So we want to remember Hunter Barnes this morning. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
My sister Marie.
Definitely want to keep her in our prayers. And I saw another hand there. Yeah, go ahead, Don. Unspoken. Okay. And we know the Lord knows that.
This is a Joanna concern. The campground's having a 5K run today for autism. So let's hope and pray that the weather will hold out, because they did have over 90 people signed up to walk and run. So.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if we're supposed to get any more today. I thought it was mainly through last night, but at one time they were talking about it today, but it looks like it's cleared off. I don't know. I saw another hand. Yeah.
A 13-year-old girl named Macy has missed the last 2 months of school because she is dizzy and her eyes get blurry, and she just is so exhausted, and she's been going through a lot of tests, and they have diagnosed her with something that it was a big long name, and
Yes.
She is even having to go to Cleveland Clinic because they cannot get this stopped.
Okay. So we want to remember Macy this morning, who's been having symptoms of dizziness and blurry vision and going through tests and everything, and trying to get that all squared away. And yes, we definitely want to keep her in our prayers this morning. Somebody else? But yes. Okay. We know the Lord knows those. Anyone else this morning? Yeah.
My friend Lester Martin with diabetes.
Okay. Want to remember Lester in our prayers? Anybody else? We want to continue praying for Elaine and asking for God's continued healing touch. And we want to keep Mary Sue in our prayers for continued strength. For her, and continue prayers for Bruce, Jody's dad. He is at home. He's getting around, but still very weak. But we are very thankful to have him at home. I know one of his concerns was, I don't want to be in there and die and pass. He wants to be at home with his family and loved ones. And so we appreciate your continued prayers for him and the family and everything. Anybody else before we go to prayer? Yes.
Donnie's brother Denny's going to be in University of Kentucky Hospital for 5 days for testing about the lung transplant.
Okay. I wonder if that's about getting more specifics about the type and everything. Yeah, because I know sometimes they have to get that match just right so there's not rejection. And we want to remember Denny. He's on our monthly list, and we definitely want to remember those that many of them have been moved over to that here recently. So let me, before she plays and we go to prayer, private prayer, let me go begin to just anoint some of these and set those aside here. And we're going to pray in a moment and ask for God's touch on each of these. And anointing is something you often see done with people. But when they did the tabernacle in the Old Testament, they would anoint some of the furniture that was there for all the items that were there in the tabernacle in the wilderness. And so that's what we're kind of doing this morning, and asking for God's touch and presence to be with those. So as she plays this morning, it'll give you a chance to pray there in your seats for any of these names that have been mentioned and are those service personnel that these are going to go out to. So. Mm-hmm. begin our prayer time. If you would like to come up and maybe lay your hands on some of those, we want to invite you to do that. Lord, we are just so thankful today. As we pause, we're grateful and thankful that we can come together as your people and that you call us to pray. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you are with us. And you also said that whenever any two or more agree as touching anything through prayer in the name of Jesus, that Lord, that you will do a work there to glorify God. And so, Lord, as the various ones that have come down and felt led to come down this morning, as we pray for these crosses and each of these gift boxes that are going to go to these young men and women to be a blessing to them, we just ask for your anointing and touch with them. We send those packages forth with your love, Lord, with your peace, with your grace, with your courage, with strength, with stamina, Lord, whatever those young people may need right now, wherever they're at in their situation, whether they're in boot camp, whether they're stationed somewhere in the U.S., or whether they're stationed overseas, God, we just ask that your presence will go with, and we send our love, and we ask your protection over each and every one of these and your blessing with them. And God, we thank you for that this morning as we agree and pray for those today. And Lord, we lift up the other names that have been mentioned this morning. Lord, we think of Jean this morning with her oxygen. God, we're just asking for your continued healing touch and strength there. For Priscilla with her blood pressure issues and going on, God, we just ask for your grace and that you administer to her this morning. We pray for Hunter, Lord, as they're running tests and trying to find out what's going on, God, that you will be with him this morning. Give the doctors wisdom and guidance and all of that to find out what's going on. And we pray for your healing touch for Hunter this morning. God, he has such a wonderful heart and spirit. And I just pray that you will minister to him. And Lord, we pray for Lucas this morning, God, this young man, teenager that's missing. Lord, we just pray for wisdom and guidance and that you will help to bring that about, to work that all out. We lift up Marie to you this morning, your grace and peace there, and for the family, God. Lord, we lift up Macy this morning, who has been battling dizziness and blurry vision. And they're doing running tests and they found out something, God. We just pray that you'll bring healing and that if there's medicine and things that they're able to do, that you will bring healing through that. We lift up Lester to you, God, with some of his health issues, asking for your healing touch and grace to be upon him. We pray for Elaine this morning. God, your continued healing and strength for her from this Lyme's disease. I know, Lord, they say sometimes that it can take up to a year, but Lord, we're just asking you that you would just speedy that recovery and bring about healing there, that she can be able to come back with us and be with us in worship. Lord, we pray for Mary this morning, God, that you will continue to give strength to her and your healing touch to her. We pray for Bruce, God, and Lord, we just continue to pray for your touch and healing and grace and peace for him during this time. Lord, we lift up Denny, who's going through this testing, Lord, specifically for his lungs, Lord, for the transplant. We just pray you'll continue to give him favor and open up that door for that lungs. And we pray that you'll give the doctors wisdom and guidance through all of this. We pray for these four unspoken needs this morning, God, that were mentioned, Lord, that you would work in each of those as only you can do, as we agree together with those that could not fully share, but they're lifting that up to you and have been, Lord, and we just pray that you would minister to them. We pray for the walk and the run, for the autism thing, Lord, praying that the weather will go well, that they'll be able to get that in, and we're thankful for that. And Lord, we continue to lift up every one of those that is on our monthly prayer list, Lord. So many of them that have been battling longer term issues with cancers and other illnesses, God. And we just pray for your healing touch and your grace and strength and faith and peace for each one of them today as we lift them up to you. Thank you, Lord, that we can stand in the gap and pray and lift up others, and that you, Lord, will work and make a difference. So we thank you for all of that today. And we ask your blessing upon the rest of this service, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. May you just encourage us and lift and build our faith that you are our great shepherd and good shepherd that continues to watch over us, and that we are under your care. Thank you so much for that today, as we ask all of these things in the name of our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you. Thank you for praying with us. Thank you for those that obeyed and came down as you felt prompted to pray with those. And we're going to believe God for a great blessing for those young men and women and others we prayed for today. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving today. Thank you so much for your faithfulness and your generosity. And I know God blesses us in so many different ways. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to give and be a part of that kingdom work in this local community, but also throughout the world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Heavenly Abba, we thank you for the care you offer us as our shepherd. Bless the gifts we offer so they will spread your abundant love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 23 this morning. Psalm 23, a very familiar psalm. I'm not reading it from the King James Version that we probably can almost quote, but I'm reading it from the Common English Bible this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He leads me to calm waters. He keeps me alive. He guides me in proper paths for the sake of his good name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil. My cup is so full it spills over. Yes, goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life. And I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning. And that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, a salesman dropped in to see a business customer. Not a soul was in the office except a big dog emptying trash cans. Well, the salesman stared at the dog and wondering if his imagination was playing tricks on him. The dog looked up and said, "Don't be surprised, buddy. This is my part of the job." "Incredible," said the man. "I can't believe it. I'm going to tell your boss what a prize he has in you. An animal that can talk." "Oh, no, no, no," said the dog. "Please don't. If that bum finds out I can talk, he'll make me answer phones next." I want to talk to you this morning about under the shepherd's care. This past week, I ran across a poem. Well, let me clarify that. This morning, at like 4:30 in the morning, I ran across a poem that I had never heard before. And it's kind of like an alternate Psalms 23. And I'm going to put it up on the PowerPoint here, and I'll read it there, and you can kind of follow along. And it's called Psalm 23, Antithesis. The clock is my dictator. I shall not rest. It makes me lie down only when exhausted. It leads me to deep depression. It hounds my soul. It leads me in circles of frenzy for activity's sake. Even though I run frantically from task to task, I will never get it all done. For my ideal is with me. Deadlines and my need for approval, they drive me. They demand performance from me beyond the limits of my schedule. They anoint my head with migraines. My in-basket overflows. Surely fatigue and time pressure shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the bonds of frustration forever. Now, when I first read that, I chuckled a little bit, and I could hear a little bit of you out there. But boy, isn't this so true, though? I mean, there is where, that's really where we live at in our experiences of life. Thankfully, the psalmist helps us experience the good shepherd in another way in life. When I hear this song, I often remember the beautiful stained glass window in the church that I grew up in, where Jesus is standing and holding a lamb in his arms, and then there's a couple sheep down beside him. I'm thankful that somebody cared enough about me to teach me this psalm when I was very young. In fact, I do not remember when I learned it. Can you? This psalm is very personal to the psalmist or the poet or whoever wrote it. And it's kind of like that, I think, for you and me in our own lives today. I want us to ponder this morning that personal aspect. And when we go through this, instead of me using us and we, I use me and my a lot to keep it personal. And I hope that even though I talk that way in my sermon about myself, that you're including yourself in there, and you can say that about you this morning. Because this psalm is like an old familiar memory that sometimes takes us back to our childhood and youth, to a place of security and peace and worry-free. Do you remember those days? Sometimes it's hard. You know, sometimes my heart breaks at times because my son in seventh grade knows hundreds of times more things about our world than I ever knew when I was in seventh grade. He knows instantly about wars and bombs and threats and so forth. He knows all of those things. And no wonder they say that young people in school and in college, anxiety levels are off the scale among them. Maybe that's been true for you. And this morning, I hope as we consider this psalm this morning, that you will experience the peace of God in a new way. As we look at this morning, two things I want to focus on. First of all, God meets my needs. God meets my needs. The Lord is my shepherd. This is the Message version. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't need a thing. Can you say that? I don't need a thing. You know, there's a lot of things that we want, but do we need those things? You know, when we were reading that alternate Psalm 23, you know, we are running frantically. It's either for our jobs or for our families or for our kids or grandkids, whatever it may be in life. And the thing I want us to see this morning through all that is the shepherd is my provider in all of that. I can hear Paul, and I remember when he wrote these words to the Philippian church. He says, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. I'm amazed by the childlike faith the psalmist expresses in the one who leads us to grassy meadows, restful waters, paths. Listen to this. We often read this as ways of righteousness. But it's the emphasis there is on the path that is right for me, each of us. God knows what that path is. Our shepherd knows what that is. Paths right for each one of us. A table with oil for my head and a cup that overflows with satisfaction and refreshment. Even when we're facing the battles of life. Even when that person that drives us crazy every day at work is right there again annoying us. When life makes us wonder if God is there, if God cares, the words of Psalm 23 put comforting arms around us and reassure us of a God who makes, leads, restores, comforts, prepares, anoints. What provision we have because of God, our shepherd. Also, the shepherd is my protector. My protector. You know, part of protection is being on that right path that God has for us. Since sheep don't drink from dangerous flowing waters or brooks, the shepherd leads the sheep to just the right spot to quench our thirst. Since sheep are fearful of strangers and enemies, the shepherd leads us to the right table where there's anointing and a cup of blessing that overflows, even when enemies look on. Even when the sky turns dark and we find ourselves surrounded by the darkest valley, the strong arm of the shepherd, rod and staff, comfort and reassure us there. I will fear no harm, for you are with me. You know, as a pastor, I've seen how these words have brought comfort and peace and hope and assurance to people facing the darkest valley. And probably the darkest valley in our lives could be death. But I want you to notice what the psalmist does here. The psalmist names that place as a place where the good shepherd comforts us. Have you experienced God's comfort when facing death or facing the darkness or facing the darkest time in your life you've ever faced before? God meets our needs. Second thing I want us to see out of this one is God's goodness and faithful love chase me. Chase after us, if we could say it that way. Couple things that I see from this. First of all, the shepherd's blessings are with me. That's what the psalmist is trying to. He uses this word goodness, tov. That includes all the God-given blessings that are pleasant and agreeable and good for our lives. James says it this way: every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father above into our lives. The imagery of grassy meadows and restful waters and proper paths and a table with oil and a cup of blessing and living in God's house. In other words, enjoying God's presence all the days of our lives are a part of that which God provides for us. Even in the darkest valley, God's goodness and God's blessings are with us. Another aspect of that is the shepherd's loyalty is with me. Faithful love. Entire books have been written on one word in the Hebrew Bible. Hesed. Faithful love, unfailing love, loving kindness, mercy. I mean, we grew up learning, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. That's that word, and we cannot find just the right English word that says everything about that word. It speaks of God's commitment to us even when we are faithless. Goodness and faithful love chase me down. The word there, follows, as we often do, or some versions say pursues me, is the same, listen to this, the same exact Hebrew word in Exodus 15 where it says that Pharaoh and his armies chased the Israelites to the Red Sea. Only this time, it is God's goodness and unfailing love that chase after us. We don't have to be afraid in those situations, knowing that that's going on in our lives. And the words that surprise me, although chase is a little bit in there, but the words that surprise me the most is all the days of my life. God's goodness and loyalty will never stop pursuing me. I know I shared this with the kids and I used that, but I had it in here too. I mean, imagine your favorite pet traveling with you. Here we are plodding through life, and oh yes, who's right behind me? Rover. Or whatever you call your pet dog. You know, it's funny. I remember, it's been a while, but I remember when, because usually we walk separate when we go because of our paces. But when Jody and I a few times went on a walk and we got out of the house and Dottie was outside, our cat. She's indoor, outdoor. And we started walking down the sidewalk, down out on our road and onto another road and going for a walk. Dottie follows us all the way down to the end of our street, a little cul-de-sac road there. And we're like, Dottie, you got to go back. You got to go back, you know, and all of that. But she wanted to go along. She wanted to enjoy the journey. Imagine God's goodness and unfailing love want to go along with us in life and enjoy the journey with us. And those two things are what really makes life enjoyable. In spite of everything that we face. Oh, that's God's goodness. That's God's loyalty. That's with me today. Tagging along. Thank you, God. I'm going to get a little real with you. I needed these words this week. Faced with everything Jody and I have been experiencing lately has been a bit overwhelming, to say the least. And this psalm has reminded me, and this is the hardest, to give up control, because especially when I can't control what's going on anyways, and simply hold on. Listen to the words here. I was very specific about how I wrote this down. And hold on to the God that I profess as my shepherd. And remember, my needs are met, and goodness and faithful love are right there with me on my journey. Who is your shepherd? In whom do you trust when you are feeling caught in the daily grind of life? To whom do you turn to for direction and care? A pastor, a counselor, a close friend, a coach, a priest, a teacher? Thank God for all of those people. But as Chuck Swindoll pointed out in one of his books, remember, all of those people are sheep too, just like you and me. Remember, we are under the shepherd's care. Amen and amen. Well, let's go ahead and we'll just let you shake a few hands by those closest to you. We're almost starting to run out of time here this morning. And then we'll close out with Gentle Shepherd, our little chorus this morning. And if you want to take a moment just to shake a few hands and greet one another this morning. Thank you. So. Yeah. 5:56, if you want to follow along in the hymn book this morning, or you can sing along on the PowerPoint. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. Our way. Well, let's join together there for our benediction. Go in peace today. May God lead us in places of rest and renewal. May Christ give us courage on the journey. And may the Holy Spirit fill our hearts with joy and generosity this day and always. Amen. Amen. Thank you.